to the Chubb Four Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Monday morning. Text line 251-343-0106, brought to you by Mallory Piping. Still to come, Dale Jackson, that's about an hour. Dick Brubaker in about 2 hours. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now on the line, he represents the north part of Mobile County. He hails from Citronelle. Shane Stringer joins us on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We do appreciate it. Two days this week. What does it look like, you think, on your end?
I'm sure we'll be trying to cram some of the last-minute bills in, and I think we're trying to equal out the House and Senate bills. So I'm sure we'll be working on some Senate bills this week and trying to accomplish that. So I think we're getting, wrapping it up, getting close to the end now.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. And it's that point in the session, Representative. I think people are just kind of, they're done with it. They're ready to go. And you could kind of see it. But I was talking to some people at the Trump event, some of your colleagues, this is when it gets really tricky, right? When the BIR is gone.
Yeah, once that's gone and you don't have the budget isolation resolution you have to pass, then it's just a vote straight up on the bill, and bills can get passed a little bit easier. But I don't think it's going to play a major part in any of the bills that we've got right here at the end. I think they'll pass okay, and we'll get through with the session.
From your standpoint, and I guess we will talk to you again in 2 weeks with the 3 days to go, but how do you feel about it? This is it, the third year of a quadrennium, because I don't think next January it's going to be quite a busy session, pass the budgets and go home is typical. So this year was pretty much the last year to do big things or do whatever. Where do you grade it?
Yeah, I think we had a pretty productive session. I would probably say around a 7 or 7.5, considerable. I would have liked to have gotten the Big Creek Lake issue resolved and took care of this session, but I guess we'll regroup and get ready to go for next session. But I think it went well overall. We passed some tax breaks and done some of that to help. We didn't get everything we wanted, but I don't know if we ever do, but I think it was a pretty successful session.
Yeah, and things get jammed up at the last minute and whatever. The Big Creek Lake thing, and you and I talked about this last time you were on, this isn't going away. Now, assuming there's no agreement or whatever reached between now, I would even say next year, perhaps. I mean, it's got to come back, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got to get something done on it. I mean, the fact that the malls just went in and shut down a navigable waterway to the citizens and a waterway that the state has stocked over 900,000 bass, I think it's just a bad decision and needs to be reconsidered.
And I'd say this, too, like the delegation, most of the delegation, not to Democrats, but the Republicans, especially out like West Mobile Way, they support your effort here. And the Senate race, for Jack Williams' seat, it's become a campaign issue. It does seem like you do have kind of a lot of tailwinds supporting this cause.
No, absolutely. It's a major grassroots campaign that's taking place out there, and those people that are running that have done phenomenal in trying to get their message out to everybody and gain support, and they've done just that. So I think it's a worthy cause that they're fighting for and needs to be addressed. Just the fact that an appointed board was able to shut down a water body of water is just unacceptable.
Yeah, well, and you know, bring the boat washes back, or maybe you could do something, put some more money into it. There's a lot of things they could do, but does it still remain this to be the case? Because this was the complaint that it just sort of happened. There wasn't any discussion. Do you get the sense, though, these mobile the malls guys are at least willing to have a discussion now?
Yeah, they did meet with me right there before the end of the session and agreed to talk. And, you know, so they're open to listening and meetings. And I'm sure we'll have some more meetings in the near future to try to talk it out. And they had, you know, said in the last meeting they would consider or was considering opening it back up with the boat wash to the public. So we'll keep some pressure on them and we'll continue to negotiate with them and get what needs to be done, which is the right thing for the people.
Yeah, this one isn't going away. Let's talk about bills in particular. This Back to Blue Act, and it's going to the Senate. It's a Rex Reynolds bill. He's a former law enforcement official. The whole discussion about immunity. You're in this realm. What do you make of that Back to Blue effort that's now awaiting the Senate?
Yeah, it was interesting. Rex Reynolds has put a lot of work into it and working on it. But, you know, I have received a lot of calls from my constituents and people across the state that have concerns with giving more immunity than what we already have. So I've looked at it. I don't see any major problems with it. I understand their concerns and, you know, we're listening to them.
Yeah, but it looks like it's probably going to pass. Is it like, does this make your job better, easier? What do you think you're accomplishing here? What do you think they're trying to accomplish?
I think they're trying to accomplish giving these officers a sense of security to know that they're going to be okay throughout their job and they're going to be supported and try to keep, you know, retain some of these officers that are leaving law enforcement. But, you know, I think that that's going to help some, but I also think ultimately these liberal cities are going to have to support their law enforcement, and cities like Birmingham and Montgomery, where they're having a problem retaining officers, probably worse than anybody else, they are going to have to show support for their law enforcement and Back to Blue. I don't think a state law is going to fix it all. I think it's going to need some local appreciation from their local administrations.
Well, and that gets me to this question, because this was supposed to be the crime prevention session. It was supposed to be we were, you know, going to look at ways to deal with the morale issue or whatever it was, that the law enforcement in these cities weren't getting the job done. And your colleague, Representative Ingram, he had like some crazy ideas about takeovers or whatever, and that didn't really get very far. But tell me this, like, do you think what was needed to be accomplished got accomplished this year?
Yeah, it's pretty close. And I understand Reed Ingram's bill, you know, trying to come up with a solution. You know, they're having some major problems in Montgomery and Birmingham, and, you know, they're just trying to come up with a solution. And I'm assuming, you know, that bill or legislation was to try to put pressure on the mayor and the cities to step up their game and try to make sure they're doing everything that they're supposed to be doing and giving the resources to their law enforcement to combat crime. But I think we, it helped, and we've accomplished, you know, some and moving in the right direction for sure.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Budgets passed, that's put away. We mentioned that. The BIR is out of the way. We keep spending more and more every year, But any thoughts on the general fund and or the ETF?
Yeah, they're sooner or later the economy is gonna take a turn and we're gonna have to adjust that. But yeah, I think the old saying, I guess you spend what you got or what you make. So it sure seems that we're spending a lot, but I know we're doing a lot of good stuff in the state and trying to provide the best resources we can for our citizens and constituents, and we'll address it. I know the chairmen of both the Education Trust Fund and the General Fund have done a lot of work, and both are very conservative, good gentlemen that are doing their best with their budgets.
The tax bill, the tax plan, and I guess we're still kind of waiting to see, but that one looks like it could go to the last day.
Yeah, I think it'll pass, though. It looks good, and a lot of support behind it, leadership supporting it, and trying to do what we can to cut taxes and be as conservative as we can with the taxpaying money and be good stewards of the tax money.
Well, we get the grocery tax eventually, the next penny, and then there's some of these deductions. So what I have heard is, where did this come from? Were your constituents really pushing this idea? And we're letting go of the overtime tax. I guess the hope is that maybe later you come back in a future session and deal with the overtime tax.
Yeah, I think we will. I think there was a combination of things that led to the tax credits and the tax cuts that we did this year. And some of that was being Republicans trying to find ways that we can cut taxes everywhere we can. The issues with the overtime tax was just that it went way over what was expected or predicted, and I'm not sure where that failure was in determining that, but I know that there'll be some serious looks at how we can do that or move that forward in the future. I think the leadership's not completely opposed to it. They're just trying to make sure that we do have the money to support it.
Yeah. And missing these projections is that's become like, I don't know how rampant or widespread it is, but it's not just, I guess it's the governor's office and LSA, but you look at what happened with the prisons, obviously the cost of the Elmore County prison doubling pretty much. And then this overtime tax going from, we're saying like 30, it was supposed to be 30 million when you passed it to 23, and now it's 300 million. What do you do there? Every time these guys come with these projections, you don't know how accurate they are. Because I typically, Representative, I thought they did a pretty good job, but there have been some big misses here lately.
Yeah, and I think they gather that information through the Department of Labor. And, I don't know how you missed the mark that bad. I do have all the confidence in the world in the LSA and the coming up with the cost expectations on some of this legislation. And typically they're spot on. I don't know how we did not have the accurate information on the overtime tax, but, hopefully we can regroup and get that figured out and see what the true numbers are so we can try to come back and tackle that next year.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. The immigration package still kind of lingering out there. There's several bills, but that other than crime, I guess thankfully Donald Trump as president, had Kamala Harris been president, that might have been this might have been a much different priority. But do you feel good about those bills and where they're positioned here in these waning days?
Yeah, I do. Some of the conversations I've had with the senators upstairs, it sounds like it's got enough traction and still looking good up there. So I think we're good. I think they'll get through before, we gavel out, and hopefully the governor will sign them and get them into law.
Yeah, and then the show moves on. Well, Zaidi Dai festivities this week. What's in store for you post session?
Yeah, just try to get back to a normal life and try to catch up my personal life and get back, slow down a little bit. It's been pretty wide open for the last 3 months, and of course, you know, it's been a little bit stressful this year, so everything's been tense, and I think everybody's just ready to go home, get a little break, and get back to a normal life for a minute.
Well, hopefully when you get back, we can catch up, but we always appreciate you hopping on, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great, man. Y'all have a good day.
State Representative Shane Stringer is there. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Forth Show on the Fifth Talk 106.5.